Ocean State Republicans appear headed for a four-way primary for the party's nomination for governor. It appears Democrats will have a battle for lieutenant governor between incumbent Dan McKee and State Representative Aaron Regenberg. In the state's largest city, Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza looks like he'll have an intra-party challenge from newcomer Kobe Dennis. While parliamentary democracies, notably Britain and Canada, are able to choose leaders in campaigns that last weeks, Rhode Islanders will join the rest of our country in the permanent campaign. Before your eyes glaze over at the thought of a year of canned television commercials, let's take a gander at the bright side. With campaigns beginning this early, by the time voters begin paying attention, the polls shouldn't have any excuse for dodging serious questions. The best example is state taxing and spending policies. Over the years, candidates left, right, and center have called for putting the brakes on state spending. When asked specific questions, they often mouth such platitudes as vowing to cut down on waste and fraud, or say they'll study the state budget after they win. If you start campaigning a year before an election, surely you have time to take a deep dive into taxing and spending policies. Voters should view suspiciously candidates who won't answer questions about how they'll spend your money. There's ample time, too, for development of policies to deal with the state's most pressing issues, including children in state care, development of future energy sources, education, and developing a workforce ready to compete in a global economy, as well as how much money, if any, taxpayers ought to pony up to lure companies to the state. For Republicans, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung is the pre-primary favorite, particularly in a four-way race. But this isn't anywhere near a done deal. Aspirants Patricia Morgan, Joe Trillo, and Giovanni Ferrosi all have a chance because Republican primaries in the state are low turnout affairs. Where else in America can a candidate win a major party nomination for governor with as few as 12,000 or 15,000 votes? This means any hopeful with a strong voter turnout effort can succeed. As recently as 1994, Lincoln Almond won a Republican gubernatorial primary over sitting Congressman Ron Makely without running one TV commercial on a network-affiliated station. So far, Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo has not drawn a primary opponent. She isn't as popular as she should be, given the state's low jobless rate. Former Governor Lincoln Chafee may take her on, but early handicapping favors Raimondo. A rematch between Fung and Raimondo would draw national attention. The last time a challenger beat an incumbent in a rematch came in 1990 when Democrat Bruce Sundland handily defeated the ethically challenged Republican Governor Ed DePreet. A campaign of substance would be enlightening. Don't count on it. In the culture war era of Donald Trump, everything seems to be political, from the Supreme Court to the Star-Spangled Banner at football games. Rhode Island's political class lately has been ensnared in one of these tiffs. Joe DiLorenzo, a conservative Democratic Cranston lawmaker years removed from the statehouse, lit up the Twitter sphere with a talk radio attack on party liberals as, quote, whack jobs, unquote, who brook no dissent from progressive orthodoxy. DiLorenzo chastised South Kingston State Representative Teresa Tanzi, who accused an unnamed lawmaker of sexually harassing her. Anyone who's spent much time at the statehouse knows that Tanzi has hit a nerve. Hypocrisy about men behaving badly knows no party. Many Trump fans have no problems overlooking his misogyny so long as they get their tax cuts and their right-wing Supreme Court justices, just as many Democrats look the other way when their favorites, including Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy, treated women poorly. It's probably too much to ask, but wouldn't it be nice if candidates focused on how they would compromise with the other side to get things done? Politics ought to be about more than a daily shout fest.